Turn my camera on for a second so you guys can see my tulips real quick.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I got going on.
They're beautiful.
Thank you.
My dad always said to my mom, in the only romantic statement he ever said, "Your mouth reminds me of a flower." Tulips.
Tulips. Haha.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Shannon Goddard, co-owner of Wild Bramble Farm in Northfield. Tulips. But that's not what you have historically been doing all along on Wild Bramble Farm there, is it, Shannon?
We are known for raising pastured pork. And we've been doing that for the better part of a decade now. But with COVID and some changes in our family, my husband has a slate roofing business that takes him off the farm a lot of the time. We have transitioned more into flowers, which I can manage mostly by myself.
I know a lot of people are always looking for slate roofers. You want to shamelessly plug your husband's slate roofing business too?
Sure. He owns Slate Revival Company.
Shameless plug.
He's got a website. You can Google him.
So are you doing pigs at all at this point, Shannon? Or are the pigs out to pasture figuratively and it's all tulips now?
Yeah, right. At the moment, it's all tulips. So the pigs have left for the season. We usually do them 365 days a year, so all winter. And this is our first winter where we're not doing them. And it's really been kind of lovely. Sometimes we don't know what to do with ourselves. But we had to do something. And the tulips is a great addition to the farm. And it's a lot of fun. And it certainly makes me happy in these gloomy dark days that we have going on here.
It's gloomy and dark. So how are you doing these tulips in Northfield, Massachusetts?
Yeah, so we don't have anything fancy going on. There's no greenhouse or anything like that. We do them right in our basement. So we've shoved all the kids' hand-me-downs aside and put in some racks, and we are growing about 8,000 tulips down here right now.
That's crazy. Does it smell good, or are they not cut to the point where they're like aromatic yet?
Yeah, they're not aromatic yet, but it will. It's going to be soon.
So can you share a little bit about, like, what's the planning that you need to do to be able to grow 8,000 tulips in your basement and your shed?
It's pretty elaborate. You know, it starts early in the spring. I have to order all of the bulbs from Holland, you know, planning the varieties I want, and not everything forces well. So you have to be careful about picking which varieties you do. So I order those in the spring, and then some come in October. Those ones are not chilled. So I have to crate them up with soil, put them in the shed, and they need to chill. Sometimes it's 12 weeks, sometimes it's 16 weeks, depending on the variety. And then I get more in December. This year I got them right before Christmas, and it was a little unexpected. So that was sort of a panic planting, but I got them all in the crates. And then from the shed, they move into the basement where they get to root. There's an area that stays about 50 degrees and they root there. And then they get moved under the light and grown up from there.
And can you share why you have to chill the bulbs?
Certain bulbs need a chilling period in order for them to want to establish roots. Some bulbs don't, but tulips, they need, you know, it's like when you plant them in the ground in the fall, they go through the winter and then they come up once the ground thaws and things warm up, they bloom then. So we're just trying to mimic that whole cycle. So they need that chill period to be able to do that.
I just got to ask, I like flowers, but I never thought about planting 8,000 in my basement. So can you share how that happened to your family a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it was 2019, and that was kind of my big first year of growing flowers for the farm. And I got really, really sad in the fall when they were all gone.
Oh.
And it was like a really hard season for me. So I started thinking, okay, well, what can I do to fix that? And growing flowers in the winter seemed to be the solution to that. And then, you know, we're in New England, obviously, so that's nearly impossible. But down the rabbit hole I went and started Google searching things. And I did it on a small scale, like a little pot on a windowsill the first year. And then the next year it was 4,000 or 3,000. And then now we're up to 8,000.
It's amazing to say, like, oh, I had a pot of like four tulips, and now I have 4,000 tulips, and now I have 8,000. Next year there will be 4 billion tulips in your basement.
I know. I'm hoping to get to like 100,000 at some point.
Oh my, that's quite the basement.
Well, I'm going to have to figure something else out before it. It's a very small basement. I have a very tolerant family.
Speaking with Shannon Goddard, who is the co-owner of Wild Bramble Farm in Northfield, whose basement is currently filled with 8,000 growing tulips. And you mentioned that you had to order the bulbs from Holland, which sounds almost stereotypical. But do all tulips come from Holland, or are they just the preferred tulip bulbs?
No, I mean, I don't know that you can get tulip bulbs from anywhere but Holland at this point. They are the experts. They know what they're doing, and they are really good at it.
Like, if you buy enough tulips, does it come with wooden shoes?
I didn't get any wooden shoes orders. So I'm going to have to ask that.
You got ripped off.
Maybe it's like you hit 10,000. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I'm rooting for you.
So, Shannon, I know you're doing an interesting model. You're doing a CSA tulip farm share.
Yeah, so we're doing a 4-week and a 6-week tulip CSA, which will be starting probably around Valentine's Day. It just depends when these guys decide to bloom, but they're getting close. And that's something that people can pick up on the farm on Saturdays, and there's still a couple of slots left. But yeah, so that's a bouquet of, you know, fresh cut tulips that will open up on your kitchen table and be beautiful.
It sounds amazing. And a way to decide, I think, smartly. So many people during the pandemic have decided to figure out what's important to them in life and what they need to focus on, and what they need to keep doing, and the great resignation, as it were. And you've decided to say, you know what? I'm going to let my husband do the roofing, and I'm going to not deal with the pigs. I'm going to grow 8,000 tulips in the basement. That's amazing.
Exactly. Yeah, I find a lot of joy in it. And honestly, if I never sold a stem, I would be happy, but my husband might not.
I think there's a song in there somewhere for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm already thinking about it. Practically got my ukulele out as it is. That's how she has to maneuver through the basement, I believe.
So, Shannon, if I wanted to do a CSA, you know, flower share with you, or I just wanted to come by the farm and get flowers, how do I do that?
So you can go to wild-bramble-farm.com to sign up for the CSA, or you could stop by at the farm store on Saturdays and Sundays. Again, that's going to be opening around the time of our CSA, so probably Valentine's Day weekend we'll have that back open, and we'll have bouquets for sale there. And then at Sweet Lucy's Bake Shop in Berniston, they will have some bouquets available there as well.
I would love to see your kids experience these 8,000 tulips. I just cannot imagine the childhood experience around that.
They have a great time, because when you harvest the tulips for a cut flower, you just pull the whole thing out of the soil, so the bulb and everything. And they have a great time just ripping those things out, making piles of them for me. It's great.
It's better than what most people's parents have been growing in their basement over the last couple of years, I think.
So. That's true.
Shannon Goddard, the co-owner of Wild Bramble Farm in Northfield, and Phil Corman from CESA, local hero, folks. Find out about all our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.